sir have a mirror on it at all?
Ours didn't. Mom's did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you go in and use it? What would you rather put the way you said that?
Yeah. Well, she had a dresser, and then it come up the back and had a round mirror behind it.
Okay.
And they brought that over with them during the Depression. That was one of the first pieces of furniture that Mother and Dad ever had. And you know what? They still had it when they died.
Really?
Daddy died at 94 and Mom died at 87. Wow. They still had that dresser.
Wow. What happened to it? One of the kids get it? Or?
I think my sister has it now.
Wow.
So I'm not sure where that dresser went, by the way.
So they brought it all the way from where again?
They brought it from Burlington.
Iowa?
Well, see, when they moved over here, I don't know whether they got it. They were married in Burlington.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether they got it. They had to have got it after they got married. Okay?
Maybe it was a wedding present or something.
It might have been. I don't know where the old dresser came from. But I know they still had it.
Well, I bet you they really packed that mirror well when they made that trip, huh?
Hard to say.
You want to be careful with those.
Yeah.
What about things you used to cook with when you were a kid?
We had big pans. We had what they considered a big family because there were us five kids and Mom and Dad, you know. So Mom had kettles. The old enamel kettles that if you hit them, you chip the enamel.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We had those. At the wazoo. And then we had the steel skillets, you know, the old iron, what do they call them now? Cast iron skillets.
Cast iron skillet.
Right.
Is that the same? Sorry, go ahead.
Now they give you cancer. Can't eat out of them now because they give you cancer. Okay. I've only eaten out of them for 64 years, but now you can't. They kill you.
Just if you use them wrong.
I still use mine.
Is that the same as a frying pan? A skillet?
Yeah, basically? Cast iron skillet.
Okay. Uh-huh. Did what kind of light did you have in your house?
We had electricity.
Did you?
We did. Yeah, okay. We were one of the lucky ones. We had electricity. But some of the people had the old kerosene lanterns.
Yeah.
And then they went to wind generators.
Okay.
You know, because the wind blows here most of the time.
Yeah.
Or a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So they'd get the wind generator, and they had electric lights that I always swore you had to light a candle to find the light bulb, but anyhow. But we did have electricity.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about clothing here, especially when you were a kid. What kind of work clothes did people have back then?
Good old jeans and those pinstripe bib overalls.
Okay.
Oh man, I swore I'd never wear another pair in all my life after I finally got out of those things.
Were those made out of denim or something else?
Okay. Yeah, they're denim, but they're called pinstripe. They're white with little blue stripes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen
bib overalls.
Right.
I got 50 jillion pictures, and every one of them, I think, got me in bib overalls. But I was dad's tomboy because by the time I grew up to that point, the boys had gone into the service.
Okay.
My older brothers had gone into the service. My sister was definitely a houseplant.
Yeah.
And I was definitely daddy's boy. So I'd go to the field and do the harvest, you know.
Really?
Help him do the hay and stuff.
Do people still wear those types of overalls? You ever see those?
In eastern Colorado, you do.
Do you?
You know, my uncles down there still wear the bib overalls, but around here, you don't very often.
Okay.
It's not a common thing.
What about coveralls? You see those much?
Oh, yeah, coveralls you see a lot.
Okay.
Because it is so definitely cold, you know, and they go out at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning to feed cattle. And
Yeah.
Coveralls are very common.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other winter clothes you see around here that you don't see other times besides coveralls? Do you see lots of coats or...
Oh, yeah, everybody has a coat.
Long coats? Do they wear long coats around here nowadays, or?
Just the ladies.